It's a Tuesday afternoon at Pioneer 90.1 and time for our weekly segment focusing on the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, which is based in Warren, Minnesota. And we have a special guest on the phone. Joining us is Irvin Johnson. Good afternoon, Irv. How are you?
Great.
That's fantastic. And where are you from, Irv? Where are you living right now?
Well, I'm living in Warren.
Okay.
Or northeast of Warren, rather.
All right, out in the country. And where are you from originally, Irv?
Originally, I'm from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, Lake Country. Yeah.
Lake Country, and I'm an Iron Ranger. I went to school on the Iron Range.
An Iron Ranger, yeah. And how did you find your way to Northwest Minnesota?
Well, it was through my work.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the Soil Conservation Service, which
okay.
is now changed their name to the Natural Conservation Resources Service.
Well, very good. I'm assuming you're retired today, huh?
Yes, I am.
Lucky man, aren't you?
Well, yes.
Well, great. Let's talk about your interest in art, Irv. How far back does that go in your life?
Well, art really started even before I was out of high school. I wanted to do some stuff in art, but I was concentrating on science and math, so I wasn't able to take art courses.
Mm-hmm.
But I did freehand sketching without any books or anything, and when I was at the University of Minnesota, I still didn't participate in taking art classes. But I still did pencil drawing and such, and several people said, well, you're in the wrong curriculum. He said, you should be in art. And
oh,
I said,
really?
Yes. And I just never pursued it. And every now and then I would get the bug to start sketching, and I would sketch. You know, it was primarily scenic pictures and such.
Okay.
But I've never had any formal training of any kind in art.
As you were growing up, did anybody influence you or act as a mentor in encouraging you to pursue more artistic work?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I just kind of stayed away from it. I never exhibited, or a couple times some people showed me some of the stuff they were doing, and I showed them a little bit of what I did, and that was it. But I never was influenced as such.
So your talent basically is a natural talent. You have not had formal training in drawing or sketching, and what you produce is basically raw natural talent.
Well, I guess that would be one way of looking at it.
Irv, describe what you do. What do you draw? What do you like to draw?
Okay, I like to draw scenic pictures, and now I'm drawing to develop patterns for stained glass work. That's what I'm doing now.
Really?
It takes more time to think about what you're doing when you have to figure out, well, can I do that by cutting glass to put it back together again into a big jigsaw puzzle?
And when you produce this work, is it specifically for a purpose then, or just a display type item?
It's a display, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Doing repetitive work, such as a commercial, just doesn't really hold me that much. Working with the glass, the stained glass, the fun is getting the colors selected, or drawing, getting the colors selected, getting the colors to blend the way you want it to blend, like in a painting. When you get everything put together, then there are still many or several steps to work on, but that's the point of work. Up until when you get everything put together, it's fun, because
sure.
so you can see what your mental picture was really like.
I asked you earlier about support and guidance when it comes to your artistic work when you were younger. Now, as you do this work with glass, how has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council been in support of you in that work?
They have been big supporters. Get my interest going again in the stained glass or in any art. The group in our Riverwalk Gallery in East Grand Forks, everybody is always encouraging everybody, and that's what the big emphasis should be is always encourage.
Do you have any work on display now at the gallery in East Grand Forks?
Yes.
And could you describe that for me, Irv?
Well, I've got a piece with swans there, and I've got two smaller pieces. One is a chickadee on holly leaves. Another is an owl. And then I have a heart-shaped U.S. flag memorial type thing.
Oh, really? And it's all stained glass?
All stained glass.
Wonderful.
The gallery and the artists are always ready and willing to help whoever asks. Most of the artists have business cards at the gallery for people to take and contact for questions and, mm-hmm. and such.
Well, Irv, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon to talk about your work, your interest in art, and the fact that you have displays of your work at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery. Thanks so much again, Irv.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
That's Irvin Johnson, Irv Johnson from Warren, Minnesota, a regional artist, our special guest for you on Pioneer 90.1. And again, if you have any questions about the Arts Council, you're asked to contact them in Warren. They're based in Warren, Minnesota. The phone number is area code 218-745-9111. 218-745-9111, or stop by their offices in Warren. The address for that is 115 South Main Street in Warren, and their website address is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock, on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.